Quijibo. K-W-Y-J-I-B-O. 22 points, plus triple word score, plus 50 points for using all my letters. Game's over, I'm out of here.
Anyone make a word out of these lousy letters?
Ha ha!
And whatever is untied can be united. Scrabble, there's magic in words.
Welcome to another edition of Scrabble Dabble Do, the Scrabble Study Podcast that assists the brain in allowing utterly worthless letter combinations to come into your life for one reason and one reason alone, and then stay there forever. I'm your host, Dave Postal, coming to you from beautiful Palm Springs, California, and in competitive Scrabble, any word in any game could be the winning one, so why not learn all of them? Today's episode of Scrabble Dabble Do is brought to you by Best Friends Animal Society. Visit bestfriends.org and find an adoptable pet near you. We're taking a break from our slog through the most probable seven-letter bingo combinations to bring you the new eights. These are the new words that are now taking effect in the new dictionaries in competitive play at clubs, tournaments, on Woogles. So you got to learn them. And if you beat your opponents to them, you'll be staggering to the challenge table because they won't know that this is a new word and you will. So here are the new eights. They're a glorious bunch. I think we're going to get along great with them. And without further ado, here they are. And here are the brand new eights. Adulting, A-D-U-L-T-I-N-G, is acting like an adult. Agarwood, A-G-A-R-W-O-O-D, is a soft wood of an Asian evergreen, agarwood. Allyship, A-L-L-Y-S-H-I-P, is support for the rights of marginalized groups. Ambigram, A-M-B-I-G-R-A-M, is an upside-down mirror image in words, like swims or dollop. Write down the word dollop and then turn it upside down. You'll see what we're talking about, what an ambigram is. Am I right? A-M-I-R-I-G-H-T means exactly what it says. Am I right? And it can also be spelled A-M-I-R-I-T-E, which you would know if you would listen to the seven-letter lesson back a few months ago. Angsting, A-N-G-S-T-I-N-G, is experiencing angst. Apiphobe, A-P-I-P-H-O-B-E, is fear of bees. Asexuals, A-S-E-X-U-A-L-S, is a person with no romantic inclination. And autofill, A-U-T-O-F-I-L-L, is where your phone goes. Autofill. Baby moon, B-A-B-Y-M-O-O-N, is a romantic vacation taken before the baby is born. Birthers, B-I-R-T-H-E-R-S, is believers of weird theories. Body cams, B-O-D-Y-C-A-M-S, are cameras on police. Boricuas, B-O-R-I-C-U-A-S, is a person from Puerto Rico. Botoxing, B-O-T-O-X-I-N-G, is putting on the putty. I guess it's a verb now to make up your face by freezing it into a submission state. Okay? Bougiest, B-O-U-G-I-E-S-T, and bourgier, B-O-U-R-G-I-E-R, and bougies, B-O-U-R-G-I-E-S, are all variations on this bougie, which is sort of swank middle class, I guess is kind of what it's all about. And there's some new variations for you now with that. Bralette, B-R-A-L-E-T-T-E, is a tight-fitting crop top. Bulb-like is like a bulb. Cam girls are female internet models, C-A-M-G-I-R-L-S. Carnitas, you would have thought that was already there. It's braised or roasted pork. Chatbots, C-H-A-T-B-O-T-S, are conversation simulators. Cideries, C-I-D-E-R-I-E-S, are places to buy cider. Clapback, C-L-A-P-B-A-C-K, is to come back at. Cohesins, C-O-H-E-S-I-N-S, is a ring-shaped protein. Concass, C-O-N-C-A-S-S-E, are roughly chopped foods. Cone-like, C-O-N-E-L-I-K-E, is like a cone. Co-rivals, C-O-R-I, see how I did that? Co-rivals, C-O-R-I-V-A-L-S, are competitors. Cornhole, C-O-R-N-H-O-L-E, is a game you play with your sacks. Okay. Cosplay, C-O-S-P-L-A-Y-S, is dress-up fun. Cringier, C-R-I-N-G-I-E-R, is more cringy. Cryptids, C-R-Y-P-T-I-D-S, are mythical creatures like Bigfoot or Sasquatch. CubeSats, C-U-B-E-S-A-T-S, is a satellite. Dabbings, D-A-B-B-I-N-G-S, is a mixture of haze and smoke. Dashcams, D-A-S-H-C-A-M-S, is a camera on the car. Datafile, D-A-T-A-F-I-L-E, is a file of data, which is obvious, while deadname, not as obvious. D-E-A-D-N-A-M-E is a transgendered person's name to them once they begin their transition. So their old name is dead to them. It's called a dead name. Okay. Deboards, D-E-B-O-A-R-D-S, is to kick off the board. Deep fake, D-E-E-P-F-A-K-E, is a hoax. Degorged and degorges, to pour out, D-E-G-O-R-G-E-D or E-S. Deleafed, D-E-L-E-A-F-E-D, to take the leaves off of. Demonyms, D-E-M-O-N-Y-M-S, is used to denote native inhabitants. Diegesis, D-I-E-G-E-S-I-S, is a narrative or plot, while diegetic, D-I-E-G-E-T-I-C, is music that's played into a movie or a TV program that occurs within the context of the show, but the characters can actually hear the song that's playing. That's a diegesis. That's a diegetic act of that happening, where suddenly the people say, hey, I can hear that song too. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe it's when people are dancing in a malt shop and we hear the songs and they hear the songs, but it's still part of the plot of the movie. Don't know. Think about it. Dogpile, D-O-G-P-I-L-E-D, to jump on someone. Dog piles is also good. That's the pile that you jump on, I suppose. Doxings, D-O-X-X-I-N-G, to F someone up on the internet. Dystopic, D-Y-S-T-O-P-I-C, is the end of the world view. And with that, we'll take a break and we'll be back with the second half of the brand new 8 Words after a word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Mark Wahlberg, and this is my co-star, Arthur. My new movie is based on the true story of a dog who treks hundreds of miles to find someone to love him. Arthur's not alone. Best Friends Animal Society is working to make sure dogs and cats in shelters across the country find a loving home of their very own. When you adopt from a shelter or a rescue group, you are helping to save the lives of pets like Arthur and so many others. Visit bestfriends.org today and find an adoptable pet near you.
That's what's up. Good job.
And now let's get to the second half of our show, shall we? Eggcorns, E-G-G-C-O-R-N-S, is a word that results from mishearing a word, but that still substitutes nicely into the actual phrase, like toe the line. Is it a W or an E? Are we towing it or edging up to it with our toe? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I really don't. Emailers, E-M-A-I-L-E-R-S. You'd think that was good already, but now it is for sure. Epigenes, E-P-I-G-Y-N-E-S, and epigenium, E-P-I-G-Y-N-U-M, is a female spider lady parts. Okay, now you know. Fatbergs, F-A-T-B-E-R-G-S, is a large mass of solid waste. Fauxhawk, F-A-U-X-H-A-W-K, is a fake mohawk. Femicide, F-E-M-I-C-I-D-E, is killing a woman by a man because of her gender. Flavidos, F-L-A-V-E-D-O-S, is the outer layer of a citrus fruit. Flowback, F-L-O-W-B-A-C-K, is return or redistribution of something. Fugliest, F-U-G-L-I-E-S-T, is freaking ugliest. Galabeya, G-A-L-A-B-E-Y-A, is a loose-fitting garment. Geosims, G-E-O-S-M-I-N-S, is an irregular sesquiterpenoid precursor of farnesyl and pyrophosphate. Does that explain what a geosmins is? Good. Geospace, G-E-O-S-P-A-C-E, is Earth's upper atmosphere and nearby outer space. Germline, G-E-R-M-L-I-N-E, are sex cells. Glamazon, G-L-A-M-A-Z-O-N, is a tall, glamorous woman. Glampers are fun camping, G-L-A-M-P-E-R-S, and G-L-M-P-I-N-G are both good, as well as glamping, or glampers without the S, and glamp as well. Greyouts, G-R-E-Y-O-U-T-S, is haziness of vision. You used to do it with an A as well. It's still good with an A, but now it's good with an E as well. Handsier, H-A-N-D-S-I-E-R, is sexually harasser. Headbutt, H-A-A-D-B-U-T-T, is to smack someone in the head. Hogsbane, H-O-G-S-B-A-N-E, is a giant hogweed. Horchata, H-O-R-C-H-A-T-A, is a Mexican milk drink. Ixnaying, I-X-N-A-Y-I-N-G, is vetoing. Jeggings, G-E-G-G-I-N-G-S, is stretchable fabric leggings. Kettling, K-E-T-T-L-I-N-G, is confinement of demonstrators or protesters in a small area. Kobachas, K-O-B-O-C-H-A-S, and kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A, are that T. Landrace, L-A-N-D-R-A-C-E, is a species of plant that has distinct characteristics from adaptation over time. Losartan, L-O-S-A-R-T-A-N, is a hypertension treatment. Lysergic, L-Y-S-E-R-G-I-C, is an acid. Mofungos, M-O-F-O-N-G-O-S, is a Puerto Rican dish. Multi-hit, M-U-L-T-I-H-I-T, is having multiple hits. Nihonium, N-I-H-O-N-I-U-M, is a radioactive element. Nutballs, N-U-T-B-A-L-L-S, is fun to say. It's a fool. Omnicide, O-M-N-I-C-I-D-E, is destruction of all life. Guess we won't be needing this anymore if that happens. Pageview, P-A-G-E-V-I-E-W, is the internet page. Pantsing, P-A-N-T-S-I-N-G, is to pull down the pants in front of others. Pretty silly. Perugia, P-A-R-O-U-S-I-A, is an alternative to the second coming. Pneumata, P-N-E-U-M-A-T-A, is Holy Spirit. Pranayam, P-R-A-N-A-Y-A-M, is a breath regulation practice. Preppers, P-R-E-P-P-E-R-S, are ones who prep. Raftable, R-A-F-T-A-B-L-E, is traversable by raft. Reposted, R-E-P-O-S-T-E-D, is to post again. Row house, R-O-W-H-O-U-S-E, is a row of houses. Savasana, S-A-V-A-S-A-N-A, is a meditative posture. Shamings, S-H-A-M-I-N-G-S, is being ridiculed. Shiving, S-H-I-V-V-I-N-G, is stabbing. Shout out, S-H-O-U-T-O-U-T, is a hey-hey in public. Sizeisms, S-I-Z-E-I-S-M-S, and S-I-Z-E-I-S-T-S, is sizeism and sizes are discriminating by size, of course. Skeezier, S-K-E-E-Z-I-E-R, is griftier. Slushies, S-L-U-S-H-E-E-S, is a 7-Eleven drink. Snarking, S-N-A-R-K-I-N-G, is being dismissive of. Soundbar, S-O-U-N-D-B-A-R, is an elongated speaker. Stanning, S-T-A-N-N-I-N-G, is to fan someone, as in appreciate them as a fan. Step down, S-T-E-P-D-O-W-N, is to withdraw or resign from. Stimming, S-T-I-M-M-I-N-G, is stimulating. Thwapped is hitting, T-H-W-A-P-P-E-D. Tiringly, T-I-R-I-N-G-L-Y, is never exhausted. Tramadol, T-R-A-M-A-D-O-L, is a drug. Unmalted, U-N-M-A-L-T-E-D, is without malt. Unmuting, U-N-M-U-T-I-N-G, is to turn the sound on. Unvaxxed, U-N-V-A-X-X-E-D, is to have no vaccine. Vaquitas, V-A-Q-U-I-T-A-S, is a porpoise. White tip, W-H-I-T-E-T-I-P, is a shark. Wingsuit, W-I-N-G-S-U-I-T, is a one-piece garment that you can fly through the air in. You can look that one up. I'm not even going to try to explain it. And finally, Zedonks, Z-E-E-D-O-N-K-S, that infernal marriage of a zebra and a donkey. I don't even want a picture watching it, but you don't have to either. And that'll do it for us today. And until next time, good luck and good studying. Boy, that ends on a Z-donkey note.